All right, welcome back to the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM, and we are joined now by Mr. Robert Nutter, who is this year's Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac Race Chair. So he's a very prestigious man, but we only have famous people on this show. So, and there are a few more famous than Bob Nutter, who is an old goat, not just in the Bayview race, but in the Chicago race as well. So you must really love sailing.
I do, and thank you, Dennis. We're really excited about this year's race, and we've got back as our premier sponsor, Bell's Beer, for our Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac, which is a wonderful thing. But, a number of years ago, I sat on the rail of a boat wondering whether I'd ever get to 25, and now I'm up to 33. So they just go by pretty quickly, and at the same time, you meet all these friends, and you have all these great stories, and just a wonderful experience. I'm sort of sad I won't make it this year because I'm going to be doing the I-75 route up to Mackinac Island, but it's good for me to be able to get back behind the scenes and congratulate all our volunteers, all 165 of them.
Do you think there'll come a point this weekend where you miss it, or are you just going to be too busy to even realize you're not doing it?
I think I'm going to be too busy. I've had multiple offers to come and get on board and do a race, but I said, nope, race comes first. We're going to get this thing going, and it's going to start tomorrow. The first warning gun's at 11:30, and we've got 20 classes to get off, and we'll get them up to start, and the weather looks like it's going to be very cooperative. I knock on wood, splash the water, whatever we get to keep the luck, because we want 6 to 10 knots. It's supposed to be 6 to 10 knots out of the west by south. And if that continues that way, we're going to have a wonderful race.
Yeah, and that could mean a lot of spinnakers, too, at the start line, which is always fun for the people that are watching it.
Yeah, absolutely right. A colorful start from the beach or from the boat, and it'll be a wonderful thing to see, yes.
Now, as we get towards the end of the starts and you get those big Great Lakes 70s and even bigger this year with the boat Whitehawk being involved in the race, you'll notice a big difference from early on when the 35-footers are going on. And not that a 35-foot boat is small by any stretch of the imagination, but the 35-footers look like sailboats when they leave the start line. The bigger boats, they look like automobiles when they leave the start line.
Well, I have the fortune to race on one of those Santa Cruz 70s called Dynamis, and I've also raced on Stripes, and I've raced on a couple of the other ones. But at the end of the day, they are machines, and they definitely do well in weather. There's no doubt about it. And Whitehawk's going to be a spectacular boat with its twin masts and its 14-member crew racing up the lake.
Let me ask this, because obviously they're allowed to sail with two masts. Is there a limit in your race as to how many masts a yacht can have?
No, but it's a matter of efficiency. You know, there are some boats with three, but they're typically more of a cruising configuration than a racing configuration. And if you look at Whitehawk, the masts are swept back at about 15 degrees to get a more efficient maneuverability of the wind, but it's still a big boat, and I was talking to their captain today, and they have a hard time maneuvering at the starting line, so they've got to position themselves in a specific spot because that boat just does not turn on a dime. So that's one of their strategic maneuvers, is to do what they're hoping to get accomplished, and that's called a Vanderbilt start from the way back and then just rush the line right up with the minute. Hopefully nobody cuts them off.
It's actually, I've been out on the start line for 13 years. I was on one end of the start line doing the broadcasts of the race. And then I got a little bit smarter, and I come indoors, and I run things from the studio where I can control the air conditioning and things like that and stay dry.
Yeah, there you go. And we're gonna have some thunderclappers tomorrow. There's going to be some weather moving through. It'll keep all the racing interesting because, you know, one minute you're steering 53 degrees, and the next minute the wind's coming out of 75. So there'll be a lot of adjustments with sails and a lot of hard work.
You know, and there have been some rough races in the past. Of course, everybody talks about 1985, even still today. and the fact that that was the year the boat Tomahawk sank, and there was quite a bit of heroism in that race with
yes,
people
there was.
Helping out.
Those were all dear friends of mine that were on that boat, and I was on a sister ship, and that was my first race, 1985. I sailed on Commodore Garrity's Seashell, which was the sister ship, CNC 35, and TK and all his friends, Thomas Lowry, were rescued by Commodore Chuck Beyer on a boat called Old Bear, and he had 9 people on board, and they had to put another 8 people up on a 35-foot boat, very crowded. Most of the crew that came off Tomahawk out of a raft were all hypothermic, so they got them downstairs and got them warmed up, and everybody made it safely to shore back to, I believe they set in at Alpena. So it was a great ending to a tragic event.
I just couldn't imagine the waves in that situation, and the visibility is probably awful. Trying to fish people out of, I don't know if people really understand how big a lake Lake Huron is.
Oh, in my mind, it's an ocean. It's the difference between the wave patterns in an ocean. The wave patterns on a lake, it's like a rapid hammer, like a jackhammer hitting the cement. And in an ocean, the swells come up and down with the crests 20 and 30 feet apart. So it's a different wave pattern all the way. But at the end of the day, you always have to respect what Mother Nature can throw at you and prepare for it. And safety is the number one factor with our race. That's why we're so staunch about it, making sure everybody's got the right gear and the right training to be out on that lake.
Well, one of the more interesting stories from last year was the fact that the military wanted to drop bombs in the middle of the lake in the middle of your race, and they had to be informed that you guys were going to be out there.
Yeah, exactly. They were going to be dropping what they termed Volkswagens, 500-pound bombs in a specific area. That's on most of the charts, but nobody told us in advance that these guys were coming. Of course, they don't like to announce it, but a few well-placed phone calls were made, and they called it off, which was very fortunate for us.
You're going to have an all-female crew this year on Phantom. I'm sure it happens more often than not. I believe the first one was in the 1970s.
It's 1985.
85, okay.
It was Joss, and my wife sailed on that boat the following year. That boat was owned and operated by Sandra Thompson and Susan Shields. And then they had 6 other ladies on board, and they finished the 1985 race, so they've got to be commemorated for that. And then this year's race with Phantom, it's a J-105, a very fast, good-looking boat, and the talent on board is phenomenal. They've got a great crew, and there'll be a great boat to track on the Bayview website through the tracking system to watch how well they do.
I sense there's kind of a movement in the sport of sailing now that you guys would like to see a lot more younger people getting involved. You'd like to see
yes.
more of the ladies getting involved. And I know you guys have a program, I think it's on Thursday nights, where you kind of invite people to come in and hitch a ride on a boat.
Yeah, we call it the Hitchhiker Program, and it's open to the public. We've got 3 dates in August where that's going to happen, and the people show up, and then the boats get assigned 2 or 3 people at a time, and they get to grind the winches and help trim the sails or just ride and have a beverage. We've been very fortunate with that. That's been very well received. It's on our website, in fact, our Hitchhiker Program.
Good stuff. I know Pam Wall is Vice Commodore at Port Huron Yacht Club this year, so she's not going to take Chippewa in the race, which is probably the single most successful Port Huron Yacht Club boat. Who are the big boats from Bayview that we should watch? Who are the sailors whose names we should know?
Oh, boy, there's quite a few. There's Commodore Beyer, who owns Andrews 72, which is called Arctos, A-R-C-T-O-S. Then we've got Equation, which is owned by Bill Alcott and Tom Anderson. They've got an all-star crew. There's a number of people on there. One of their primary drivers is a dear friend by the name of Ron Sherry, who's a 5-time world champion ice boater just in the wintertime, not to mention all of the accomplishments Ron's made in his sailing career. There's a number of people, and then we've got Mark Hollerbach, who's going to be on Dynamis, who's won a number of national championships and different varieties of boats. We've got, I've got to keep thinking here. and we've got one other person that's special out there that's going to really do well. And I think, boy, I'm going, oh, you know what? I apologize. They dropped out of the race because he's going to have knee surgery. And that was a boat by the name of John Rummel, and he has got Magic Star, and he's been doing this race for over 50 years.
Wow.
And I was just informed the other day that he's not coming, and he's just been a steadfast, solid person. And then we've got another guy, George Hendry, who is in close to 90 years old, and he's been sailing the race since 1947, before the Mackinac Bridge was built.
Wow. That's outstanding.
So
that's dedication.
Got a number of wonderful people.
That's dedication right there. Hey, before I let you go, we should mention, I know you've got a ton of sponsors, but obviously Bell's Beer steps to the forefront every year. They've got the Oasis tent tonight down on the Black River. They'll be up at the island. And I know Larry Bell in the past has sailed in the race. Just take a second to kind of let everybody know how important Bell's Beer is to Bayview in this race.
They've been with us for 9 years now, and I happen to be, if you hear a little music in the background, that's because I'm sitting next to the Bell's Beer Oasis tent. And they've got an all-star lineup with three or four bands tonight. And I was fortunate enough to be here last night and heard the bands, and they were outstanding. And the tent filled up and all. It was quite a scene. So we invite everybody to come down and enjoy a beverage and listen to the wonderful music. But Larry has been special to the race. He's also one of the primary sponsors to help us with the Set Sail for Autism. He's been a wonderful sponsor for that, as well as what he's done for the Bayview race year in and year out. And we're looking forward to seeing him up on the island. And he's just a special person. He's wrapped our arms around our race, and we really appreciate it.
Now, I'll let you get through this year's race, but 100 is not that far off. So hopefully Bob Nutter will talk about you being in that 100th race.
I'm planning on it. I am planning on it. You know, this is the 95th year, and I want to be there for the centennial. God willing, and Mother Nature let me stay alive, I'll be there.
All right.
No doubt about it.
Good stuff. All right. Good luck with everything this year, Bob.
And thank you, Dennis. I appreciate your time, and we hope to see everybody down here in the Black River tonight having a great time. And on the same token, be out on that starting line and on the beach tomorrow watching these boats go up the lake. Right. And once again, thank you so much for your time.
Good stuff. Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye. Right.
There's Bob Nutter, who is race chair for the 95th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race. And, yeah, he's spent a lot of time out on the water, and he's another one very proud of the heritage of Bayview Yacht Club and what they've been able to do with the race here. 95 consecutive years. They've never had a year where they took the event off, no matter what's been going on in the world. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.